This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah, everybody's hurting today. Today's a tough one. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The Eagles season ends in a thud, 23-19.
It's not funny. It's just like, damn, the thud.
It was a thud.
It's the reality of the situation that we're in, man.
I'm just glad we got through half hour and I told you so, Douglas, walking through the door. Because I was worried.
I tried to tell y'all. I mean, I did. I tried to tell y'all Friday.
You guaranteed a win.
I did guarantee a win, but I also
guaranteed
you.
And it was a terrible guarantee.
I also guaranteed y'all was going to be some booing during that game. And I said there was going to be some tight moments in that game.
Well, and you guaranteed a win.
Yeah.
I did guarantee.
Someone tried to tell you 24 was the number, and you said 21 was enough.
24 was too much.
But 24 is what they needed, is what I said the whole time.
I tried to tell you this team.
Insurmountable number.
It felt like it.
And I tried to tell you, the ceiling for this offense was 21 points.
Let's go around and be honest before we hear from Sirianni and Hurts on Petullo. When the Niners scored the touchdown that threw to McCaffrey to go up 23-19. By the way, they should have went for two. I mean, I don't know what they were doing there. But when they did that, did you guys think the Eagles were going to win the game?
No, nope.
I didn't.
You know what it was, Joe?
Across the board.
You know what it was? I was praying for the win, but I was preparing for the L.
I think we all were.
Because I was like, Because at that point, you know, Buddy threw two picks, but he was still throwing.
He went down on the game.
He was still throwing.
Of course he was. Yeah. By the way, there's a million things. The Jake Elliott thing turned out to bite them, right? If he makes that extra point in the first touchdown, well, yeah, right. The Eagles would have gotten to field goal range. They certainly got to field goal range. They just couldn't get the touchdown. If that is a 1-point game there, or you know, it's a 3-point game instead of a 4-point game. That point mattered. Elliott killed him yesterday, even though he did make a few field goals. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni here after the game. Asked about the job that Kevin Petullo did this year. I did not think this was a ringing endorsement of his handpicked offensive coordinator.
Kevin's taken a lot of heat for some of the offensive struggles. Obviously, it's a difficult time, but, you know, your first thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, you know, again, we'll be time to evaluate everybody's performance. Mm-hmm. Right now, I feel for all our guys in the locker room, all the players, all the coaches, you know, the front office, everybody that works so hard, the fans that come out and support us, Mr. Lori, you know, I just feel for all of us, all of them. And, you know, there'll be time to evaluate everything at the end, you know, coming up.
That wasn't exactly, I believe in Kevin. Kevin did a good job this season.
I mean, you'd be foolish. You'd be super foolish to get up there and say, hey, that's my guy. You know, I'm going to roll with him. This is the type of loss where at the end of this game, if you're one of those guys that contract is up, you know, your first thought is, hey, I probably won't be here. Because you cannot run this back. You can't run it back. Like, I looked at the list of free agents. Man, that's a long-ass list.
Well, it is. I mean, a couple key ones in there. N'Kobe, Goddard.
Yeah, it's a long-ass list. You can't bring all these cats back, especially when you have the situation that you have. And one of the biggest names that's probably not going to be back is A.J. Brown. Like, that's where we are with this. That was a bad look yesterday. And I'm not saying that A.J. did anything to get himself out of here. Well, okay, yes, he did. But the point that I'm making is this. You have been one of the most vocal individuals all season long, right, about what this offense hasn't been.
Yep.
And you had a pretty decent season. But the optics of this whole situation is not a good look. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the optics.
It's terrible.
The fact that you and Coach Sirianni got into it on the sideline. The fact that in a game like this with so much blame to go around, you're probably one of the focal points of the blame because of your trepidation, being a malcontent, and all the other good stuff, that you're going to be, what is it called, collateral damage. Collateral damage for the most part. And everybody else that was out there, that contract is up, y'all cats ain't coming back for the most part.
You know, I did wonder with the AJ thing if he lost the quarterback's trust. Because if you rewatch that fourth down again, obviously, Jalen ends up throwing the triple coverage, right? Because I thought Jalen was late to the Goddard throw, and then the linebackers were able to move over and tip the ball. But if you look at the way the defense moved, AJ's got one-on-one on the outside. I mean, that's like, if you tell me before the play, where should the ball go based on what the Niners do on defense? It's one-on-one in the end zone. That's typically the ball goes to AJ there. And Jalen chose not to make that throw, and that it's only in his head why he did what he did. I wonder if he lost trust in his receiver yesterday. And I, based on yesterday, I kind of get it, right? AJ yesterday had drops. He did not play a good football game. So, all right, so there was Sirianni on Petula. Can we also hear from Jalen Hurts talking about that fourth down play and the call on Petula?
Can you address how things went with Kevin Petula in your first season together? Did you grow together? Did it get better? Did it ever stagnate?
Yeah.
And do you think it has a future?
I think I'm always growing. I'm always taking in my experiences and learning from everything that we go through. I think it's tough to single out one individual, you know, especially in a moment like this. We all got to improve, and that's how I look at everything that we go through.
All right, so Jalen's saying we all got to improve when asked specifically about the year with Kevin Petula. He was also asked about the fourth down play. Let's hear Jalen on the fourth down play. Obviously, it's incomplete. Hurts, 4th and 11, going to Dallas Goedert. Can we hear the fourth down answer from Jalen Hurts? Let's hear what Hurts had to say about the final play.
Jalen, can you take us through the fourth down from your perspective? And Nick mentioned you took a picture. You guys took a picture and got some information. Did they come out with something different?
No. They played a cover four structure, and I didn't make the play. I own it all.
All right, so I appreciate he took responsibility for it, and he should. He's the quarterback, right? Well, Hugh, what do you make of? So no one seemed to like the way the play was designed, and So they took a timeout before the play. They went out there. They saw what defense Saleh was in.
Mm-hmm.
They took a timeout. Now, that timeout virtually assured they couldn't get another possession, right? They had all three timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
If they had an incomplete and kept all three timeouts, I suppose they could have had a Hail Mary at the end. Like, there could have been a way to get the ball back. They chose, okay, this is our last shot. Let's take the timeout. Let's make sure we get our ducks in a row. What does it say to you that they saw what Saleh was doing and that was still what they did?
They didn't have anything for it.
Yeah, that's great.
I didn't play offense, but if you're in a situation like that and you take a timeout and you still don't have anything for it, then that's what it was. You didn't have anything for it from the jump. You just didn't recognize what you were seeing, and you were stalling at that point. Stall them out, Debo, and you were just trying to figure out what you could possibly do. When I watch this game and I think back on it, the biggest thing that jumps out to me when I look at both of these offenses is San Fran's creativity, especially when George Kittle goes out. Then you got these cats that are just, you know, guys.
DeMarcus Robinson going for over 100.
Guys. And that's the genius of the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, and his ability. He never once, when he threw those two picks, he didn't shy away from throwing the football. I mean, and that's the way that you have to play. You're going to throw picks in the NFL. Brett Favre went to the Hall of Fame. Remember we made fun of Jameis Winston for 30 for 30?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Brett Favre had a season, damn near a similar season.
Well, go to Saturday night. Caleb threw a bad pick in the third quarter and then came back and won the game.
You can't be afraid to throw the football, man. It was one play that Purdy threw. He threw it through a tight window to McCaffrey, and McCaffrey caught it falling down through two defenders. That's the type of situation that you're in when you're playing in playoff games like this.
Yeah.
Can't be afraid to throw the football.
Yeah, and I recognize he had two picks. I mean, considering who he had on with him and considering the defense he was going against, Purdy outplayed Hurts yesterday. It wasn't even close for me. Dennis in Newtown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, Dennis.
The morning after, right?
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah, so I hope you took copious notes through all 18 games this year of what not to do when you become the coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
I've been looking at that, man. Yeah, I gotta get some good coordinators.
Is Petullo on your list of potential coordinators?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I like Kevin Petullo.
I mean, there's a million things. I want to focus on just a couple of things because I know you got a lot of callers, but I watched 18 football games with the Eagles this year, and I don't believe in one we adjusted when the defense adjusted to our offense. I don't believe we did. Coaching. When I looked at Shanahan yesterday, Kittle goes down, no problem. We'll scheme number 44 open, and he kills us in the second half. He kills us. Creativity. Innovation, focus. I look at the head coaches of this league this year that I think are pretty successful. Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen from the Jaguars. Yeah, you got McVay, you got Canales, right? You got Peyton. What do? They call the plays.
Yes, they do.
Our coach doesn't and can't do that. Now, when the coach is calling the plays, the offensive coordinator is probably – translating the message to the team, and he's learning, and he's going to be there a while because the coach is calling the plays. You don't worry about replacing the offensive coordinator every year. We don't have that. And the last thing, and I'm kind of sick of it, I thought it was a novel approach in the beginning, but it's wearing pretty thin on me, and I watch a lot of football, and I don't see this out of head coaches. I don't see a head coach jawing at fans. And yesterday, when DeMarcus Robinson came out of bounds on the Eagles sidelines, I see Nick Sirianni in his face jawing with him because it wasn't a completed pass. It's just amazing to me at this level that occurs.
Dennis, I agree. If I'm Jeff Lurie, I'm embarrassed this morning. I'm embarrassed with all these things. Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing. And yesterday, and Dennis, we preached the phone call. In terms of like the battle between the minds, it was not even close. Shanahan and Sirianni, just different stratospheres as far as all this. All right, according to Adam Schefter on ESPN, John Clark put this out. Adam Schefter on ESPN says the Eagles will be making changes to their offensive coaching staff, and he expects them to bring in a quote proven offensive mind. Now that is that's worded in a way where it's not quite clear exactly what that means, right? Like they could bring in a consultant, and that doesn't mean they're firing Petullo. Now they probably will fire Petullo, but that's, to me, that's vague. That's not like
Petullo can't listen, Joe. I'm gonna say it. And you can say it's reckless speculation or whatever. Petullo cannot be. He can be here. He can be the passing game coordinator or whatever you want to
demote him.
Whatever you want to demote him to. He cannot be the offensive coordinator. If he's the offensive coordinator here next year, Nick Sirianni needs to be fired. Like that, I'm gonna go ahead and just put that out there. You cannot run this thing back, especially when there's so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Much reckless speculation about who the quarterback is and what the head coach isn't. You can't run this back. Not in this city where the standard has been set, and we don't know who is who. Like, there's been some stories out there that it's Jalen. And we talked about it, and people got mad and everything. But this is the chickens have come home to roost. The chickens at the crib now. They're here.
It's a lot of chickens.
It's a lot of damn chickens. So you can't run this back. There's going to be a whole lot of soul searching in this offseason. But there's going to be a whole lot of people packing up their stuff and getting ready to go somewhere else, too.
Let me be clear on this. I don't expect Nick Sirianni to go anywhere. But at some point, does Jeff Lurie have to look at this and say, what am I doing with my offense? I mean, this problem is not going away. Like, I could predict the next 3 weeks, right? They're probably going to fire Petullo. They're going to go on a search for an offensive mind. They're probably going to hire someone that excites us, right? Like, that's probably what's going to happen here, whether it be Mike McDaniel or Brian Daboll or Kevin Stefanski or, you know, whoever. That's probably what's going to happen here. And then the Eagles' offense will likely be better next year. And then that guy likely will be a very hot head coaching candidate. And we're back on this, like, hamster wheel of no continuity. And the Eagles have gotten away with this. I mean, Sirianni's just not an offensive mind. They've gotten away with it. They've won a ton of games. They've been at 2 Super Bowls. I know all this. They've won a Super Bowl. But I'm just wondering, Hugh, at some point, does Jeff Lurie look at the NFC? Mm-hmm. McVay, Shanahan, Ben Johnson now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's three high-level offensive minds that are not going anywhere for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. So we're gonna have to compete with those teams.
And you're talking about Harbaugh might be coming into this thing, too.
Well, maybe Harbaugh enters, but I'm just talking about the young offensive minds that are not going anywhere that we don't compete with. So it is something. If I'm the owner, I'm thinking about, what am I doing here? And it may just be, let's put a Band-Aid on it, but at some point you may have to think bigger than that. Matt in Germantown, what's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Dollar Joe? Kyle, my favorite barber, and Uncle Hugh with the broccoli.
What's up, Matt? All, gentlemen?
What's up is I've been saying it all year, and I'm going to die on this sword. Kevin and his butt buddy got to go. Nick Sirianni got to go. They got to go. Y'all, I'm trying to keep it very vanilla because it's Monday, but no, Beavis and Butthead got to go.
You didn't do a good job. You didn't do a good job, dog.
Remember on Too Fast, Too Furious, when they was driving? And they was driving the muscle cars, and they put the hydraulics in the seat.
Yeah.
And we was driving away, and he had to hit the button. And he said, hasta la vista, cuz. Yeah, that's what they need. Ejectocito, cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to get ejected up out of here because that's embarrassing. We have all-star talent on all levels, and they can't maximize it scheme all year. They're making our quarterback look like he don't know what he's doing. And even then, ironically enough, watching the game live, me and Jalen made the same face because my head jumped when his head jumped when I'm looking at the quarterback like, what y'all going to do?
Mm.
And they panned into the camera. Everybody know what I'm talking about. And everybody looking. And it looked like something out of a movie. We seen like a ghost or something because it was like, yo, we really don't know what to do. So, like, there's no reason. For my thing is this, and I'm going to end it here. There's no reason to keep somebody that don't know how to, like, out-scheme people. It's just none, because we're going to keep running our head into the same wall. I don't care what type of analogies you got. I don't care about the trees, the plants, the sun, the moon, the stars. I don't care about none of that. I care about football, and yep. I care about winning games and scheming. And if you don't know how to do that, then you don't need to be the coach of one of the most expensive roster in football. That's malpractice.
Well, it's not, and the expectations are too high for this. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, you know, I feel like what the Eagles need to do this offseason is have an honest conversation with themselves, right? And it's going to have to come down to this. Is the quarterback the biggest reason the offense is going backwards? Is he declining and they need to think about his future? Or is he fine? Is he what he's always been? And the coaching held him back. That's the center of the problem here. It's one or two. And if they determine the coaches are fine and the quarterback's the problem, then I'm telling you, they're going to move off the quarterback. If they think the quarterback is what he's been the last 3 or 4 years, which is certainly good enough, Hugh, and the coaches were that bad, then they need new coaches immediately.
The bar has been raised, Joe. No question about that. And I think everything that you're talking about is on the table. I think that they're going to really go back. And they're not going to be knee-jerky. I don't think the Eagles, that's not how they operate. That's not what they do. It's not going to, thinking back on it now, they're not about to make any decisions anytime soon. They're going to probably go back, watch the film.
But we are on Petullo watch, though.
Yeah, we are on Petullo watch. But they're going to watch the film, and they're going to have to answer those tough questions. Because, like I've said all season long, I think it's a little bit of everything. But now you have to figure out what is the biggest component that's making it the way that it is. Is it the quarterback? Is it the offensive coordinator? Is it the head coach? I think you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to do some soul searching, because we're tied to the quarterback for at least $50 million. So if you make that decision, you better make sure it's the right one, because the bottom line is this. Jalen has won a lot of football games, regardless of what you think of him as a quarterback. He's a Super Bowl champion. And he's been to 2 Super Bowls.
Well, he has been. But what's his next 3 years look like?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's their job.
That's what I'm talking about. We have to figure that out.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's hard to find a quarterback.
I hear you, but
it's hard to find one. And if you move on from Jalen, if you decide to do that, you better make sure it's the right decision.
I'm just saying, his next 3 years, if his legs aren't there, guys, I don't think this is going to be great. I mean, I think we're going to get mediocre quarterback play. And if without his legs, that's what he's been. I think, last time we reached a spot about 5 or 6 years ago, and ultimately they moved off the coach and the quarterback. I mean, that's what they did.
I mean, they did do that.
They did it.
They will eat that money.
They will. So I think everything is on the table this offseason. Everything. And if, again, the stakes are high. Hugh, we talked a year ago about a dynasty, right? To be a dynasty, you got to be bold.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, they were an inflection point like this. And Howie's response was, Kellen Moore. And they went and got a Hall of Fame player in Saquon Barkley. So, like, I'd be shocked if this thing looks similar next year. They're going to go and they're going to shake something up with the coaching staff, or they're going to make a big roster change. Saquon was a huge roster change. And I think they'll do something like that again. Joe is up on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening, brother? I wanted to talk about Jalen's play all season long. It kind of seems like he's playing with fear. He's afraid to take chances. He's not running because I don't think he wants to get hurt. He's afraid of losing his position. He's not taking chances with the throws because he doesn't want to be exposed. And when he's practicing, he's not willing to take on new plays that kind of put him out of his comfort zone.
Joe, I tend to agree. And I couldn't believe, Hugh, I couldn't believe yesterday how little he ran in a game where there was windy, right? So the passing game was challenging, right? It just was hard. They had a couple, both quarterbacks had some throws down the field. The wind just knocked him down, right? There was the one where Jalen threw to Dotson and to the end zone, and the ball just died, right? So it's obviously not an easy day to throw. Hugh, I would have thought yesterday, we talked about in the pregame, right? Jalen, how many times would he run? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times?
We tried to recklessly speculate.
He had 14 yards rushing yesterday.
Yeah. You can't have that.
And we all thought he was going to change that. We all thought he was going to start running the ball, and it just didn't happen.
Well, which makes me believe he doesn't want to run anymore, or he doesn't think he can. Like, he doesn't think he can get the corner anymore. He doesn't think he could do it. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, that's another part of this that I don't understand, right? His legs should still be a weapon. To me, it's one of three things. Either they're telling him not to do it, which would be pretty silly in a playoff game. He doesn't want to do it. Or he can't do it like he used to, and we're slow to the uptick on this. Like, he had 14 yards rushing. He tried to run on the first down of the final sequence, and he got tripped up.
I'd like to believe that in this situation that it's probably he doesn't want to do it, because Jalen has told us for the last 5 years he's been here that he's going to do whatever he can to win.
I know.
And for you not to do that, I mean, that's the only thing that's left. And maybe he doesn't feel confident in his running game. But I point to the quarterback play of Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy threw two interceptions in that game yesterday. And he wasn't afraid to throw the football. It's do or die. It's now or never in a situation like this. And when you're in a playoffs-type atmosphere, you have to do everything that you possibly can to win the football game. I'm not saying that's what Jalen was thinking, but it is kind of surprising that he didn't run as much as he could have, especially when you go that four vertical and you got all that room. And granted, he's not going to get the touchdown, but at least you can keep the drive alive because you got like 30 seconds left and maybe you can get another play.
Well, I mean, to your point on the Purdy thing, if you had told me before the game that Purdy would outrush Hurts, I would say, what are we talking about, right? Like, I would say the only way that's acceptable is if the Eagles are blowing them out to where, you know, why would Jalen run if they're winning by three scores? But you tell me it's a close game, a one-score game, and Purdy outrushes Hurts? It feels crazy, and that is exactly what happened yesterday. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, today's one of those days where everyone wants to react. We want to react with you because it's a tough day around here. Eagles, yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those days. It really is. All right, Merrill Reese will join us next. His thoughts on how the Eagles season ended and what's next for a team that just, you know, 11 months ago, we're talking about dynasty. And now they're out in the first round with a lot of decisions to make in this offseason. Back to your phone calls. Merrill will join us. Lot to react to on the Midday Show right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.